This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The year that was, 2017, turned out to be quite the year for news, and quite the year for fact checks about everything from fake news, last year's catchword, and all sorts of dubious claims. It started with comments about the size of the crowd at President Trump's inauguration, all the way to comments bandied about in the wake of Hurricane Irma. So at the beginning of the new year, we continue a tradition here at PolitiFact Florida and look at some of the most clicked-on fact checks from the state. So let's get a recap with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You all have a top 10 list, Allison, but in the interest of brevity here, let's take a look at the top 6 fact checks in Florida. So number 6, 5 myths about hurricane prep to forget.
Yeah, so this was actually not a fact check, it was a story, but we put it on the list anyways, but it was a really fun story to write where we kind of took a look at the 5 things you hear a lot when you're supposed to be preparing for a hurricane, and we wanted to see if they're actually true or not. So one thing that we included is the rumor that taping up windows prevents them from shattering. You can actually create larger and more dangerous shards of glass if you do that.
Who would have thought, right?
And another fun one, a lot of people were saying to put your valuables in a dishwasher. I called up some people who sell dishwashers, and they said that was not a good idea.
All right, full disclosure here, I put all my valuable documents in the dishwasher, and, you know, I didn't get any damage, but yeah, I'm guilty of that too.
Yeah, they said that in some cases, if a hurricane was powerful enough, your dishwasher could get ripped out of its vessel and be floating down the street along with all of your valuables. So
so let's keep that in mind for the next hurricane that comes through. Maybe yes. It'll be another 10 years, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Number 5, is being in the United States unlawfully a crime?
So this was during a House subcommittee hearing in March. We had the Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops, and he said that unlawful presence is not a crime, but a civil violation, and we rated that mostly true. It's generally accurate that the simple act of being in the United States illegally is not by itself a crime, and it is a civil violation. It's still worth noting, though, that someone who is unlawfully here might still have committed a related crime by entering the United States, but we rated this claim mostly true.
All right. In the same vein, and number 4, do undocumented immigrants have constitutional rights?
So we rated this mostly true. Undocumented immigrants have many constitutional rights, like freedom of speech and religion, but they don't share all the constitutional rights that citizens have. So, for example, some undocumented immigrants in removal proceedings have not gotten due process in court, and they don't have a right to a government-paid lawyer in immigration court.
And, of course, they can't vote, right? The big one.
Yeah.
Right. Number 3, I see a trend here. Is President Trump's immigration ban comparable to Obama's Cuba rule change? This is talking about Cuban immigrants, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so this is not true. Experts say that the representative making this claim is comparing two very different actions. So we rated it false. Trump's order was far more broad and temporarily suspended entry for people from 7 specific countries, as well as refugees from everywhere. So the comparison is really faulty.
All right, continuing our top 6 fact checks. Number 2, does the GOP's new health care bill still cover pre-existing conditions as the president claims?
So we rated this claim from Donald Trump mostly false. He argued that the GOP's health care did indeed cover pre-existing conditions. But the amendment in question at time said the health insurers can't limit access to coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, but that insurers can charge people more if states agree. So there was really a lot of context and nuance to point out that Trump's claim completely neglected. So with everything considered, we rated the claim mostly false.
And drum roll, please, the number 1 most fact-checked of 2017 in Florida. Did the bankrupt Donald Trump golf course, another trend here with the president, in Puerto Rico leave taxpayers on the hook?
So there is some truth to this claim. In April, the Florida Democratic Party fired back at President Donald Trump after he accused Democrats of using Puerto Rico's debt as a bargaining chip. But the group suggested that Trump shares the blame in the island's economic downfall because there was indeed a Trump golf resort that crashed in Puerto Rico and hurt taxpayers. So we found that the bankruptcy of the golf resort did leave taxpayers with a bill, and that Trump had pledged to turn things around, But the claim does omit very important context about the recession's impact on the resort and the financial woes that were being felt years before Trump's involvement.
Allison, do you have any clue as to why people were so interested in these particular fact checks? I mean, it kind of runs the gamut here of everything.
Our two top fact checks had to do with Trump and a health care bill that was talked about quite a lot. And then I think undocumented immigrants also were a really big issue last year, just in Florida, especially since we are kind of a state that does see a lot of immigrants here. But it really seems to be any claim that includes Trump or any claim that really hits on a big national issue really seems to always do well with PolitiFact Florida. So I can't say for certain why some things are here and why some things are not, but if I had to wager a guess, it's definitely because they talk about national issues.
All right, Allison Graves, do you think PolitiFact Florida will have as interesting a list as this next year?
I think it'll be more interesting and more in tune with what's going on in the state specifically. We have the governor's race, we have a Senate race, and of course, session just started, so we'll have a lot of claims from that. So I definitely think we'll see more state-related claims this year.
All right, I can't wait. Thanks so much.
Thank you.